Section C. News broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Questions 6 and 7 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Women are on their way to holding more than half of all American jobs. In October, the unemployment rate for men was almost 11%, compared to 8% for women. Industries that traditionally use lots of men have suffered deep cuts. For example, manufacturing and building lost more jobs last month. But healthcare and temporary employment services have had job growth. Both of those industries employ high percentages of women. Also, a new research paper in the journal Sex Roles looks at the experiences of women who are the main earners in their family. Rebecca Meisenbach at the University of Missouri in Columbia interviewed 15 women. She found they all valued their independence, and many enjoyed having the power of control, though not all wanted it. But they also felt pressure, worry, and guilt. Partly that was because of cultural expectations that working women will still take care of the children. Question 8 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
The powerful American investor Warren Buffett has made his biggest ever deal by acquiring one of the United States' largest rail companies. He called it a bet on the future of the U.S. economy. Warren Buffett's investment company, Berkshire Hathaway, is buying a 77% stake in Burlington Northern, which runs railways in 28 U.S. states. Mr. Buffett's firm already owns the rest of the shares. The Texas-based rail operator makes most of its money from carrying freight. The freight side of the U.S. rail network has recently undergone a revival after decades of seemingly unstoppable decline. Warren Buffett, currently ranked as the world's second richest man, is famous for his business acumen. Where he treads, other investors may well follow. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Last week, the United States Department of Agriculture released its Household Food Security Report for 2008. The study found that families in 17 million households had difficulty getting enough food at times during the year. That was almost 15%, up from 11% in 2007. It was the highest level since the current surveys began in 1995. The Agriculture Department says poverty is the main cause of food insecurity and hunger in the United States. President Obama, in a statement, called the report unsettling. Especially troubling, he said, is that there were more than 500,000 families in which a child experienced hunger multiple times during the year. He said the first task is to renew job growth, but added that his administration is taking other steps to prevent hunger. These include an increase in aid for people in the government's nutrition assistance program, commonly known as food stamps.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.